Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, look, it's that time of the year again, isn't it? We're hearing Christmas carols everywhere and to-do lists as long as your arm and a whole lot going on emotionally. Let's have a little bit of unpacking of that today, hey?
Absolutely, Rosemary. It is definitely the season of beautiful chaos, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So today I want to talk about holiday joy, and I don't mean the picture-perfect kind, but the kind that actually supports our nervous system, our energy and our well-being, because joy isn't just a nice feeling. It's actually a physiological state that we can cultivate.
Oh, okay. So, Lorna, you're saying that joy actually affects our body?
Well, yes, Rosemary, it really does. So when we engage in practices that nurture joy, such as gratitude, connection, rest and play, our body actually shifts into a healthier biochemical state. So our stress hormones calm down, our breath deepens, our fascia and our connective tissue softens, and even our digestion, sleep and immune system benefit. So joy is like giving your whole body permission to breathe again.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Well, many people feel fairly overwhelmed at this time of the year, Lorna. So what gets in the way?
Well, I think, Rosemary, just a lot of us push beyond our limits in December with late nights, extra sugar, lots of socializing, rushing from one thing to the next. And when we overload the nervous system, joy gets squeezed out and gets replaced with that tension, that reactivity and that running on empty feeling.
Okay. It sounds fairly reasonable, doesn't it? So where do we start if we want to bring more joy back into this season?
Well, just some small, simple practices, things that we've probably talked about before, but just a little reminder to help your body feel safe and grounded again. So three easy ones. I'll just take 60 seconds for slow breathing. Just 1 minute of intentional breathing can reset your nervous system and create space for clarity and calm. And you could just do that sitting waiting for a traffic light to change instead of being impatient. Mm-hmm. The second one is protecting some small pockets of rest. So even 5 to 10 minutes between activities can shift your body from doing Christmas to actually experiencing it. And then the third thing is look for micro moments of joy. Now, these are called glimmers, where you're just noticing the fluffy clouds and the bluest of skies that we get at this time of year, the smell of baking or your favorite meal, a shared laugh or a long hug with a loved one or a pet. These tiny moments can shift your chemistry and soften the whole day.
Okay, I mean, I love the sound of this. It sounds so doable. Why does bringing joy into the body matter so very much?
Well, Rosemary, because joy isn't just emotional, it's physical. And when we're grounded and grateful and present, our body can function better. Our movement can feel easier. Our mood will be steadier and our energy will be more consistent. So choosing joy is actually choosing health.
There you go. And that's such a great perspective. Any final takeaways for us this morning, Lorna?
Absolutely, Rosemary. We need to give ourselves permission to slow down and really savor the season. Joy usually shows up in the small, quiet moments, not necessarily the perfectly planned ones. So just remember to pause, breathe, notice, and let your body enjoy the gift of actually being present.
Beautifully said. Thanks, Lorna. As always, you're helping us get through every month of the year, but also during this time of peace and joy throughout the holidays.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Rosemary.
And of course, we've been listening to Lorna Golombek, wellness coach from Seed Physiotherapy, here on 101.5 FM, keeping our community informed and connected and healthy. To listen again and to find past interviews, why not go to the 101.5fm.com.au website and click on podcasts.